在诗歌的里面第二节讲到。
And the second stanza of this hymn says,
他说将你最好的献于主。
Give of your best to the master.
主在你心居首位。
Is the first place in your service.
支配你一切的侍奉。
And give him first place in your service.
每部分因主成圣。
Consecrate every part.
神既舍弃他的爱子。
Give and to you shall be given.
给主，主必全给你。
God, His beloved Son, gave.
恩和大，恳求来服侍。
Gratefully seeking to serve Him.
将你最好献于主。
Give Him the best that you have.
好像这一节也是早上碧桃姐她在交通的时候，那我觉得也有一点吻合。
It echoes what our sister was sharing us this morning.
那真的，我们把一切都带到神的面前的时候。主还是把那一切都还给了我们。
So when we offer our best to Him, God gives everything back to us.
而且恩上加恩，力上加力。
Grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
他没有从我们身上拿去什么。
He did not take away anything from us.
可是他把他自己最好的献给了我们。
He gave us His best.
我就想到我这个暑假陪我女儿去上游泳课。
It reminds me that I took my daughter to a swimming class this summer.
那当我在游泳池旁边看他的教练怎么教他的时候
，And when I look at how the coach was teaching her how to swim，
我觉得有一个现象是蛮有趣的。
And there's something interesting，
就是他的教练在教他游泳的时候，首先呢，他把他的浮板还有救生衣都拿走，因为我们觉得这对他是很安全的，所以我们给他这些装备。
The coach took away all the lifesaver and everything away from her。
最后呢，只让他在手背上套两个浮圈。
The arm floating device was left for her to use.
所以他就靠着那两个浮圈，可以在水面上漂游。
So she could float above the water and swim.
每隔一阵子的时候，他的教练就把他的这个浮圈手背上的浮圈漏掉一点气。
But every once in a while, the coach will leak the air.Of that floating device a little bit.
然后漏到最后，这个浮圈简直已经是没有气了。
Until the floating device does not have much air inside.
可是她还是可以游。
But she could still swim.
那事实上她已经会游。
But the fact is that she could swim already.
当她的教练把她的浮圈一从她手上拿掉的时候
，So when the moment that the coach took off the floating device away from her,
她不会游了。
She couldn't swim anymore.
实际上，那个浮圈已经根本连气都没有，只是套在他手上而已。
Even though the device does not have any air inside,
可是有了浮圈，他就会游了。
But with that device, she could swim.
没有浮圈，他不会游。
Without it, she could not.
我就想到，这是好像我们，常常我们在传福音跟别人讲了三个 F.
This is like the three Fs that we.Talk to our gospel friends.
我们常常说，主耶稣存在是一个事实。
We said the existence of our Lord Jesus Christ is the fact.
那我们相信他，好像一个燃料一样。
And when we believe him, it's like a fuel.
后面呢有很多的感觉，是因为我们有信心，相信这位神会带领我们，所以我们就有后面有很多的感觉。
And because we believe that this Lord, the Lord can lead us, so we have feeling.
常常我们在信仰的生活上，这些感觉变成我们好像在信仰上的一个浮圈。
So these feelings actually in our daily life became like a floating device.
好像我们生活中一没有了感觉，我们的神就不存在了，我们就不会相信他了。
Seems like if we don't have the feeling, then we don't know how to rely on the Lord anymore.
啊，我们就忘记了他。
And we forgot about him.
所以这是我们信主以后。那我觉得我们要提醒我们自己的第四个 F。
And there's a fourth F that we should remind ourselves.
就是忘记。
Is to forget.
那实际上是不要忘记。
Is actually to not forget.
不要忘记我们相信的这位神存在。
Do not forget that this Lord is existing in the reality.
那有很多的事物存在。我们的相信，那不会肯定它的存在。
But many things of this reality of our life will not will make sure that he's real in our life.
那他的存在呢，也不会因为我们不相信，那就可以否定他的存在。
Or his existence cannot be do away if we do not believe in him.
所以早上我们要来读几处的圣经。
So let's read a couple of verses this morning.
我们先读生命记第十章十二节。生命记。
Read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12.
那搬到了，我们就一起来读。
Let's read together.
以色列啊，
现在耶和华你的神向你所要的是什么呢？
只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵循他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。好，我们就读到这里。我们再看约翰福音第十章二十八节。
John chapter 10 verse 28。
新约约翰福音第十章二十八节。
John chapter 10, verse 28.
好，搬到了，我们就一起来读。我又赐给他们永生，
I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand.
把他们夺去。那这里讲到，我们的神将永生赐给我们，我们永不灭亡，谁也不能从神的手中把我们夺去。
Right here says, God gave us eternal life.And we will never perish, and no one can snatch us out of his hand.
我们再来看弥迦书。
Turn to Micah.
旧约弥迦书第六章。
Micah in the Old Testament, chapter 6.
我们就从第一节读到第八节。
Verse 1 to verse 8.
请姐妹念单数节，弟兄念双数节。
Sister will read the verses and the brothers will read the even verses.
那搬到了，我们就请姐妹先起。弥迦书第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
山岭和地永久的根基啊，要听耶和华争辩的话，因为耶和华要与他的百姓争辩，与以色列争论。
I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you.
我也差遣摩西、亚伦和米利暗在你面前行。我朝见耶和华，在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。弥迦书这一卷书呢，是先知弥迦他写的。
Micah, the book of Micah is written by the prophet Micah.
那弥迦是什么意思呢
？What's the meaning of Micah?
弥迦就是说到。有谁像耶和华
It talks about who is like the Lord Jehovah.
这好像是一个问句，讲到就说有谁像神。
So it's like a question, who is like God?
所以如果你的名字是弥迦的话，每一次人家叫你的名字的时候，我相信两边的人都要思想。
So if your name is called Micah, the one who calls you and yourself should start thinking.
因为可能人家在问你谁像耶和华。
Because maybe someone is asking who is like
问人的人呢，自己心里也要思想。
The one who asks also should think.
那在弥迦那个世代呢，人已经忘记了耶和华。
And the people in that age forgot about the Lord.
神在哪里呢？他们已经没有感觉了。
They don't have the feeling of the Lord anymore.
所以呢，在弥迦书里面有一段论述讲到，就是说不要依赖邻舍。
So in Micah it says, do not rely on your neighbor.
不要信靠密友。
Do not put in confidence, put no confidence in a friend.
要守住你的口。
Be careful with your words.
不要向你怀中的妻提说。
Not even with your, the one who lies in your embrace.
因为儿子要藐视父亲，女儿要抗拒母亲。
For a son dishonor his father, a daughter raises up against her mother.
媳妇抗拒婆婆，人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
A daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law, the man's enemies are the members of his own household.
如果我们活在这样的一个世代，我不知道我们会有怎么样的感觉。
If we're living in this age, what kind of feeling do we have?
好像人与人之间的关系都已经扯断了。
It seems like the relationship between people is not there anymore.
人不但忘记了神，连人与人之间的关系都好像不存在了。
Not only the relationship with God is not there between the people also.
那样的时代有谁像神呢？
So who is like God in that age?
所以我刚刚我们读到第一节跟第二节的时候，这里说到。
So when we read the verse 1 and 2, and it says,
在第二节说，山岭和地永久的根基啊，要听耶和华争辩的话，因为耶和华要与他的百姓争论。
Hear, O mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel.
所以神来到山岭、山冈的面前。
So the Lord came before the mountains.
他原本应该坐在法庭的那个审判的一个位置上。
He was supposed to be the judge in the court.
可是呢，在这个时候呢，他自己呢，竟然退下来了。
But at this moment, he came down from that throne.
他让山岭呢成为那个审判官。
He let the mountains become that judge.
他自己作为一个原告。
He became the plaintiff.
今天谁是被告呢？
And who is the defendants?
谁是被告？
Who is the defendants?
以色列人，神的儿女，神的儿女
，children of God.
成了被告。
The children of God became the defendants.
神在山岭的面前来控诉他们的不义。
So before the mountains, the Lord accused their unrighteousness.
所以我们如果能够换一个角度来思想的时候
，So when we think about it in a different angle,
好像就是父母亲和他们遗忘他们的儿女。
It's like the parents and their children.
一个这样的一个对比。
It's like the contrast.
所以当有一对父母他们的儿女忘记他们的时候
So it's like the children when they forgot about their parents.
他们的心里面还是那么的深爱他们的儿女。
The parents still love their child very much.
这对父母呢他们并没有到法庭上去控诉他们的儿女。
The parents did not go to the court and accuse them.
不过是走到自己家里的后花园。
But went to the backyard.
那在那里向着这些花花草草来诉说。
And was talking to the flowers and the grass in the backyard.
其实呢，父母亲应该是很伤心的。
In reality, the parents is heartbroken.
因为他们的儿女忘记了他们。
Because their children forgot about them.
同样的，神也是很伤心的。
The same thing, the God is very heartbroken.
因为神的儿女忘记了神。
Because the children of God forgot about him.
那信主那么久。
Believe in the Lord for such a long time.
我们的生活到底过着怎么样的生活？
What kind of life do we live?
来教会我们做什么？
What do we do in the church?
那我们实在是要来思想。
We should think about it.
到底是不是因为在教会有这位宝贵主？
Is it because we have this precious Lord in the church?
当我们读到第三节到第五节的时候，这里讲。
Micah 6:3-5 it says,
我的百姓啊, 我向你做了什么呢?
My people, what have I done to you?
我在什么事上使你厌烦呢?
How have I burdened you?
你可以对我证明,
Answer me.
我将你从埃及地领出来,
I brought you up out of Egypt,
从做奴仆之家救赎你,
and redeemed you from the land of slavery.
我也差遣摩西亚伦米利安在你面前行,
I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam.
我的百姓啊, 你们当追念摩押王巴勒所设的魔,
My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, concealed.
和比勒的儿子巴兰回答他的话,
and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered.
并你们从实亭到吉甲所遇见的事,
remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal,
好使你们知道耶和华公义的作为,
that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord.
所以我用刚刚的一个场景再把这一段话做一个诠释,
use what the example that I show you with this verses.
那在这里讲呢, 好像说我的儿女啊, 我们到底做错了什么? 是,
oh, it's like the parents talking to the children, what have we done wrong?
叫你们这样讨厌我们,
so that you hate us so much.
你可以告诉我们啊,
you can tell us.
你难产的时候,
when you're in a difficult labor, we saved you.
你生病的时候,
when you're sick, we were there for you. We hired the best teacher to educate you.
你要想想看, 有人咒骂你的时候, 我们的心情是怎么样的?
And when people are calling bad names of you, what do you think how we feel?
从你小学到研究所, 我们哪一日断过你的供给呢?
When have we stopped supporting you during the years of your educations?
哪一次大考, 我们没有在你们旁边陪伴你们呢?
When have we not there, been there when you're having big exams?
难道这些事不能够告诉你们我爱你们吗?
Couldn't these things tell you that we love you?
我不知道如果这是你父母亲向你们所说的话, 或是向我所说的话, 我们会有怎么样的一个感受?
How do we feel when our parents talking to us like this?
在这三节的经文里面呢, 我们知道四个事实。
From these scriptures, we know four facts.
神向以色列的百姓说明, 第一, 他是 救赎我们的神,
the first is that he is the salvation, the God
第二个,
of salvation.
第二个事实讲到他是牧养我们的神,
and he's God who pastors us.
第三个讲到说他是祝福我们的神,
and he's the God who blesses us.
最后讲到他是照管我们的神,
and he's the one who cares for us.
神救赎我们,
God saved us.
这是我们接待神之后的第一个经历,
this is the first experience after we receive him.
不管我们知道不知道,
whether or not if we know it.
可是这样的经历呢, 是我们在接受神之后最清楚的一个证明。
This is the first experience that we clearly receive from the Lord.
神牧养我们, 这是我们跟从神的经历。
When God pastoring us, this is the experience of how we follow him.
所以我们一生一生来跟从主的时候, 我们知道神在牧养我们。
So when we following the Lord, we know that the Lord is pasturing us.
神祝福我们。
God bless us.
这是我们会向神感谢的经历。
This is the experience of how we give thanks.
如果我们没有在神的面前有这样的生活, 我们很难发出一个感谢。
And if we do not have this experience, it's very hard for us to give thanks to the Lord.
因为我们常常从神领受祝福,
because we often receive blessings from the Lord.
神照管我们, 这是我们一生持定神的经历。
And this is the experience that when the Lord taking care of us, this is the experience that we hold fast to the Lord.
所以做神的儿女, 一生持定神,
so the children of God hold fast to the Lord. Then we know that he will take care of our entire life.
好,
okay.
四个事实,
four facts.
第一个,
first one.
第二个, 第三个, 第四个, 对的, 我相信这个是事实，做神的儿女不要忘记。
So let us not forget these four facts.
因为我们一定要一生来经历。
Because we have to use our entire life to experience it.
所以在这里讲到就是说，当以色列人他们在出埃及的时候，因为他们在埃及地他们所过的生活太苦了。
So it talks about when the Israelites were led by the Lord out of Egypt.
所以当那个时候他们向神呼喊的时候，
When they call upon the Lord,
神在天上听到了。
When the Lord heard them,
所以他从天上下来。
So he came down from heaven.
所以呢，他把救赎给了以色列人。
So he gave the Israelites salvation.
弟兄姐妹，世世代代神都有这个意愿。
In every ages and dispensation, God has this will.
来向人施行救赎。
To save the people.
所以圣经上说，神爱世人。
So the Bible says the God so loved the world.
这是不变的事实。
This is an unchanging fact.
可是呢，世世代代人对神的意愿呢，总是缺乏的。
But every dispensation, the will of the man, is lacked towards God.
只有我们在受压制的时候、受苦的时候，我们才回头才想到神。
Oh, we only think about the Lord when we are in the difficulties.
我们才会向神发出哀求。
And we will call upon the Lord at that time.
可是不管怎么样，神听到我们的哀求，他马上就施行救赎。
But no matter what, when the Lord heard our cries, He will come and save us.
我就想到我的一个同事。
So it reminds me of my coworker.
他在刚刚信主的时候，因为生活的压力很大。
So because in the beginning of his working time, his pressure was great.
那他常常没有办法胜过那些压力。
He couldn't overcome those stress.
另一方面，他的父母亲因为他信了主，常常在环境上给他很多的逼迫。
And on the other hand, the parents who did not know the Lord gave him a lot of pressure as well.
有一天晚上他在睡觉的时候，
So one night as he was sleeping,
他怎么动都动不了。
He couldn't move.
他想起来也起不来。
He couldn't get up.
那在这个时候呢，他呼喊很多过去他敬拜神的名字。
So he called upon the name of God he knew from the past.
可是没有用。
But it didn't work.
那当他想到他信了主，他是神的儿女，他想到主耶稣的名字，所以他呼喊主耶稣救我。
But as he remembered the name Jesus Christ, he cried out to the Lord.
所以在那个时候他就经历到主的救赎。
At that moment, he experienced the salvation of the Lord.
主就让他能够起来。
So the Lord made him well, and he could get up.
我相信这是我们很多人的经历。
This is like many of our experiences.
我们一喊到主耶稣救我们的时候，
As we call upon the Lord and ask him to save us,
我们就经历到他的手把我们扶起来。
We experience his loving hand to save us and lift us from the difficulties.
这虽然是一个很简单的经历，
Even though this is a simple experience,
可是呢，对我们确实非常的重要。
But it is very important to our life.
所以神在法庭上第二个陈述说到，他是亲自牧养我们的神。
So God on the second description tells us, second fact is that he is the pasturing, he's the God who pastured us.
讲到神差遣了摩西、亚伦、米利暗来牧养这些百姓。
He sent Moses and Aaron and Miriam to pasture them.
所以以色列人在出埃及的时候，一路有这些领袖在那里带领他们，为他们解决各样的问题。
So as they left Egypt, there are people who can take care of their needs.
也有祭司因着他们的犯罪为他们献上各样的祭。好叫神的赦免临到这些神的儿女。
And there are priests who offer sacrifices for their sin and atonement.
那同样的，也有很多的同工带领以色列的百姓在旷野里面敬拜赞美。
And there are people who lead worship to the Lord and praise the Lord.
那一路上，神是用这些人来牧养他们。
God uses these people to lead them and guide them.
好叫我们这些对神没有感觉的人有了一个跟从的经验。
So to people who did not have the feeling of the Lord has started to have experience.
所以我们一路跟着这些牧人的时候，我们就一路知道就是说，原来他们顺从神的带领， 那我们因着他们的带领，我们也在这个行列里面。
So to see the leaders who experience God, we can also experience in our life.
所以在教会的生活也是这样。
So it's the same thing in the church life.
因为我记得我刚来这个教会的时候，大概过了五六年，我只记得一个电话号码。
After I came to this church for 5 and 6 years, I only remember one telephone number.
2921149.
1249.
家政的电话。
Was the telephone number of Brother Timothy?
那没事呢。2921149.
Whenever I need to call, I only remember this telephone number.
家生某某人的电话是多少号？
Brother Timothy, what's the telephone number of this so-and-so brother?
没事就拨。
Every time I call this number.
我记得有一次我在高速公路上发生车祸。
And once I had an accident on the freeway.
刚好我家里的人也不在。
And my family members were not home at that time.
什么电话号码都想不起来。
I couldn't remember any telephone number.
2921149。
2921249.
家生马上就来了。
And Brother Timothy came right away.
我觉得神在我们的生活上就是帮助我们能够经历，他赐给我们很多很好的牧者。
So the Lord wants us to experience that He gave us so many leaders in our life.
叫我们可以一路来跟从。
So we can follow all the way.
所以在那个车祸的时候，我的心真的是很紧张啊。
I was very nervous during the time of the accident.
可是家生把我带到他家的时候，就开始打电话给保险公司，所有事情就开始帮我处理。
But Brother Timothy took me back to his home. He started to call the insurance company and did everything for me.
今天我们的神是牧养我们的。
The Lord is the God who pastures us.
那他保护我们更好。
He protects us better.
第三个事实就是讲到神祝福我们，这是我们会感谢神的经历。
The third fact is that the Lord gives us blessings, and this is how we experience thanksgiving.
所以在摩押王的思想里面呢，他觉得先知巴兰呢，他是一位能为谁祝福就得谁就得祝福，为谁咒诅谁就咒诅。
So in the mind of the king of Moab.He thought the prophet Balaam can bless whoever he wants to bless and curse whoever he wants to curse.
所以呢，他就请先知巴兰来咒诅以色列人。
So he hired Balaam to curse the Israelites.
可是，在先知巴兰的身上呢，我们也看到一件事实。
On Balaam, we see this one fact.
就是神定义祝福的百姓，没有人能咒诅。
If the people God intended to bless, no one can change that fact.
所以他就本着他的本分说了，神没有咒诅的，我不能咒诅。
So if Balaam says, if God did not curse them, I cannot curse them.
神没有怒骂的，我不能怒骂。
If God did not scold them, I cannot scold them.
我奉命祝福。
I am obeying and just obeying to bless them.
神也曾赐福。
And God also blessed them.
这是我不能翻转。
This I cannot change.
弟兄姊妹，死亡的咒诅呢，是我们这一生所必定要经历的。
The curse of death is everyone will face in one day in our life.
神却爱我们。
But because God so loved us,
他定义祝福我们。
He insists to bless upon us.
所以呢，他为我们预备一个永生的道路。
So he prepared for us an eternal path.
所以他不是为预备我们去受死亡的咒诅。
So he's not preparing us to experience the curse of death.
那他给我们一个生命是永远的生命。
But he gave us an eternal life.
没有人能够翻转。
Nobody can change that.
这件事不管仇敌再怎样的猛烈。
No matter how the enemies are severely attacking,
在我们身上就是事实。
On us, this is a fact.
所以刚刚我们读圣经约翰福音第十章二十八节这里说到。
So when we read about the John chapter 10 verse 28,
神又赐永生给我们。
It says God gave us the eternal life.
我们永远不会灭亡。
And we shall never perish.
没有人能够 从神的手中把我们夺去。
And no one can snatch us out of his hand.
所以当我们想到这里的时候，我们就要赞美。
So when we think about it, we should praise him.
因为我们已经从神领受了祝福。
Because we receive blessings from the Lord already.
当我们想到这里的时候，我们就会感谢。
When we think about this, we will give thanks.
因为神确实是将永生放在我们的里面。
Because indeed God has given us his eternal life.
可能这是很久很久的事情，我们可能很难明白。
Maybe it takes a long time and very hard for us to understand.
可是今天说到在世上的生活的时候，我觉得很容易明白。
But throughout our daily life, it's easy to understand.
好像我国中毕业的时候。
It's like when I graduated from my middle school.
那我就想到说，五专毕业就可以了，不需要再做什么事情了。
After that, I say, this is enough. I don't need to do anything else.
我可以进入社会上开始工作。
I can enter into the society and start working.
已经不错了。
This is good enough.
可是神的祝福让我可以读高中。
But because of the blessing of God, I could enter into a high school.
那高中毕业，大学毕业，大学毕业已经不错了。
After high school and after college, I thought it was pretty good.
可是呢，我觉得神还是继续祝福。
But the Lord continued to bless me.
我觉得生活上的每一个事物都是神给我的祝福。
Everything that in my life was a blessing from God.
遇到我的妻子。
My wife.
那也是神的祝福。
It's the blessing of God.
有了儿子，有了女儿。
A son and a daughter.
也是神的祝福。
It's the blessing of God.
那住在一个房子里面，这个房子也是神的祝福。
A house that I have is also the blessing of God.
那这是因为我们认识神的时候，每一件事物都与神有了关系。
Because it is because after we know God, everything has to do with God.
所以我们知道神的祝福临到我们。
So we know that the blessing of God has came upon us.
最后一个事情呢，一件事情就是讲到神照管我们。
The last fact is that the Lord takes care of us.
那他照管我们的一生。
He takes care of our entire life.
实情呢是什么地方？
Where is Shittim?
实情。
Shittim.
是以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候停在约旦河之前的最后一站。
It is a place that after Israelites left Egypt, before they crossed the Jordan River.
也就是他们在旷野安营的最后一个地点。
It is the last place before they left the wilderness.
基甲，基甲是什么地方呢？
And Gilgal, what's Gilgal? And where is it?
是以色列人，他们过了约旦河之后，第一站。在那里迦南地安营下来。
It's the first place after they crossed the Jordan River.
那这之间发生什么事情呢？
So what happened between these two places?
所以神要以色列百姓记住这样的一个经历。
So God wanted Israelites to remember this experience.
就是一个过约旦河的经历。
It's the experience of crossing the River Jordan.
我们的生命里面有没有过约旦河的经历？
Do we have that experience in our life?
我们的生命里面有没有过约旦河的经历？
Do we have that in our life?
如果我们有过约旦河的经历，我们会明白神是照管我们一生的神。
If we have that experience, we will know that the Lord is the one who takes care of our life.
因为神的应许在我们这个人的身上实践了。
Because the promise of God became real in our life.
我们有了一个胜利的盼望。
We have a victorious hope.
我们知道那个荣耀的国度已经临在了。
Because we know that the glorious kingdom does exist.
神将那个美地赐给我们是没有人再能够拿去的。
And nobody can take away what the Lord has given us.
出苦境赐牧者，给祝福入美地。
Out of the difficulties and providing the leaders and shepherds, what's the other thing?
给祝福入美地。
Given blessings and entering to the promised land.
那这都是神恩典的引证。
These are the proofs what God has given us.
弟兄姊妹，这一切能叫我们忘记神吗？
Can we forget about God after all these things?
以色列百姓，他们把神忘了。
Israelites, they forgot about him.
实际上，我们也常常忘记神。
In reality, this happened to us also.
以色列百姓常常藐视神。
Israelites often despise God.
实际上，我们也常常藐视神。
And we usually despise God as well.
所以神在山岭的面前提出了这四大的论证。
So God before the mountains, He stated these four facts.
他是很难过的。
He's very sad.
以色列所行的是良善的事吗？
What Israel did, are they good works?
今天我们做的是良善的事吗？
What we did today, are they good works?
所以在第六节到第七节这里说到。
So in Micah chapter 6 verse 6 to 7 it says,
我朝见耶和华在至高神面前跪拜当献上什么呢？
With what should I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God?
岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？
Should I come before him with burnt offerings?
耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊或是万万的牛和吗？
With calves a year old withWill the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams?
我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？
And with 10,000 of rivers of oil, should I offer my firstborn for my transgression?
为我心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？
The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?
朝见耶和华在至高神的面前跪拜。
Before the Lord, we come to Him.
我们到底要献上什么？
What do we offer to Him?
奉献
offering
奉献呢，不是因为我们从神得到祝福了，所以我们给神一点资助。
It's not a gesture of giving back what God has given us.
好像赏钱一样。
It's not like giving out money.
这不是奉献。
That's not offering.
奉献呢，也不是因为我们犯了过错，结果我们的过错得到赦免了，我们给神的一个遮羞费。
It's not the price that we pay after God has forgiven our sin.
还记得撒母耳向扫罗所说的话吗？
Remember what Samuel said to Saul.
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平祭。
The Lord delighted in the burnt offerings and sacrifices.
岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
As much as in obeying the voice of the Lord.
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And to heed is better than the fat of rams.
奉献是什么？
What's offering?
奉献是人顺从神。
Offering is when men obey God.
是一个悔改的人，他顺从了神。
It's a repentant man who obeys God.
有了好的生活。
With a good life.
有了美好的见证。
With a good testimony.
把自己献给神。
Offer himself to the Lord.
所以呢，中国字呢，实在是一个很有，就说中国字的这个义字呢，实在是很有趣的一个字。
So it's interesting that in Chinese, the word righteousness.
我们奉献要奉献什么呢？
What do we offer to God?
如果我们今天只是单纯的奉献一只羊。
So if today we only offer the Lord a ram.
那不过是一只羊而已。
It's just a ram.
那如果呢？我们今天我们奉献我是我们的自己。
But if we offer ourselves,
那也不过是我而已。
It's just myself.
这两个东西没有放在一起的时候。
When these two are not together,
不管我们奉献什么。
No matter what we offer,
就是缺了那么一点东西。
It's just lack of something.
你奉献一只羊。
When you offer a ram.
那是你的奉献，你的财宝，你的事业，可能都在那里。
Maybe it's your wealth, it's your the things that you possess.
可是你不在那里。
But you are not there.
你虽然说奉献给神，可是你不在那里。
You say you offer to God, but you yourself is not there.
你说我奉献我。
And you said I offer myself.
我把我自己奉献。
I'll offer myself to the Lord.
没有这个羊。
And with no ram.
实在不过是一个骄傲的我而已。
It's just a prideful self.
我可以做很多的好事来证明我这个人多好。
I can try to do good works to prove that I'm a good person.
不过说明一件事，我是个好人而已。
It's just to prove that I'm a nice person.
可是没有羊。
But there's no ram.
还不到一个义的程度。
And therefore there's no righteousness.
所以今天呢，中国字这个义字有羊有我。
So in the character of in a Chinese of the word righteousness has the word ram and self.
所以呢，我在思想的时候，我也觉得很奇妙。今天神从天上看这个字。
And when the Lord looked at this word from heaven,
他先看到什么
？What does he see first?
是他先看到羊。
He sees the ram first.
再看到什么
？And then.
再看到我。
And myself.
所以我觉得真的是很奇妙。
So I often think it's a marvelous thing.
神因为看到了这只羊，用这样的眼光来看我们。
So because God looked at us through the ram.
我们才有这样的一个机会与神亲近。
And therefore we have this opportunity to be with God.
今天耶稣基督亲自成为这只羊。
Today Jesus Christ became this ram.
让我们可以来亲，借着他来亲近神。
So therefore we can come to God through him.
所以在第八节的时候，这里说到。
So in Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
世人啊。
He has shown you,
O man, what is
good and what does the Lord require of you.
他向你所要的是什么呢？
To act justly,
只要你行公义，
好言语，存
谦卑的心，与你的神同行。刚才我们唱这首诗歌。
We sing the hymn,
将你最好的献与神。
Offer your best to the master.
弟兄姊妹，什么是我们最好的？
What is our best?
可以奉献给神吗？
Can we offer that to the Lord?
愿意奉献给神吗？
Are we willing to offer that to the Lord?
其实神的心很简单。
In reality, God's heart is simple.
他不过是要求我们离开一个认识神却不尊他为神的一个光景。
He wants us to leave a condition that we know him but do not consider him.
这几节圣经是对着神的儿女说的。
These verses are spoken to the children of God.
因为他们认识神，他们却离开神，不认他为神。
Because they know him, but they left him.
弟兄姊妹，我们每天都要悔改。
Brothers and sisters, we should come and repent every day.
我们每天悔改，我们才会过奉献的生活。
Therefore, we can live a sacrificial life.
我们要每天跟从持定神。
We have to hold fast to the Lord.
才会有侍奉的生活。
And therefore we have the life of service.
神要求的不是礼仪上的奉献。
God did not want the outward manifestation of works.
神要我们对他顺服。
He wants us to obey him.
所以呢，在这里讲到就是说什么是善。
So right here it says what is good.
神要人在与他同行里面行出公义。
God wants us to do good in Him.
与神同行中喜爱怜悯。
When we walk with God, we have mercy.
与神同行中表现谦卑。
When we walk with God, we present humble.
我想这就是第八节里面所谈到的一个重点。
So I think this is what the verse 8 is talking about.
怎么样行公义呢？
How do you work do righteousness?
就是行和神与神相宜的事，和神一致的事。
To do the things that what God does.
那在圣经里面呢，亚伯拉罕他献他的儿子。
When Abraham offered Isaac.
那我不知道 一个人真的把他儿子放在祭坛上宰了杀了献在祭坛上，我们会有怎么样的感受？
What do you think when you offer your own son on an altar?
同样的是以色列人也做。
Same thing is done by the Israelites.
但有一个不同。
But there's a difference.
亚伯拉罕他是因为顺从神，所以呢他把他的儿子以撒献在坛上。
What Abraham did was based on the obedience to the Lord.
以色列人呢所做的是因为他们跟从了偶像，所以呢他们把他们的儿子随从外邦人的一个风俗把他们的子女献在坛上。
But what Israelite did was based on the following of the idols, they sacrificed their firstborn.
所以一边呢是神所喜悦的，一边呢是神所不喜悦的。
So on one side is delighted by the Lord and the other is not.
神所喜悦的，神并没有真正的拿了以撒。
What God delights, God did not take away Isaac.
可是呢以色列所行的他们确实去做了，可是呢神却不喜悦。
And what Israelite did, God did not like.
挪亚造方舟。
Noah makes the ark.
那这个方舟呢是神所要的。
The ark is what God wants.
那另一方面我们对比一下，以色列人造金牛犊。
And let's contrast it against Israelites make the golden calf.
那这个呢是神所不要的。
This is something that God does not want.
同样的都是用了一切来造一个东西。
And same thing that they use materials to make these things.
可是两个光景都不一样。
But they're in very two different conditions.
所以行公义。
So to do righteous.
是按着神的心意去做。
Is based on what the will of God.
什么是好怜悯？
What's to love mercy?
神的怜悯是神持久坚决的拒绝对顽梗的以色列人不加理会。
The mercy is a continuous patience for the rebellious heart.
所以不管以色列人多么的顽强。
So no matter how stiff-necked the Israelites are,
不管他们怎么样忘记神，
no matter how much they forgot about him,
可是神呢就是一直要他们，
but the Lord wants them,
一直要他们回转归向神，
he wants them to come back to him.
怜悯讲到一件事情，
mercy talks about one thing.
怜悯里面有爱，
there's love in mercy.
怜悯里面呢带下神的爱。
And mercies, it brings down the love of God.
那如果今天只是我这个人对一个人有怜悯，
if today I have mercy towards a person,
缺少了爱，那不过是怜悯而已。
Without love, it's just mercy.
说的更深一点，可能是可怜而已。
Maybe it's just a pity, compassion, a pityness of a person.
有时候呢，再说的一深一点，可能就是轻贱。
Maybe it's despising them.
那好像呢我做了一些事情可能没有爱都不算什么。
Maybe I do all these things without love, it means nothing.
那我觉得就是神所喜悦的怜悯呢是把他的爱带到人的中间。
What the mercy of God is that he brings down his love to the people.
好像今天我们看到太阳。
It's like we see the sun.
我们感到那个热。
We feel the heat.
中间有一个传导。
And there's a radiation in between.
那个光照在我们的身上。
The light came upon us.
今天我们看到神。
And when we see the Lord.
我们知道有神。
We know there is God.
透过主耶稣基督还有圣灵。
Through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
我们知道有爱。
We know there's love.
这是神的怜悯在我们的身上。
This is the mercy that God has towards us.
所以这就是我们起初的时候念的那两节圣经。
So it's like the verse that we read in the beginning.
那对不起，不在节目单上。
It's not on the program.
所以我现在念给你们听。
So let me read it to you.
因我们神怜悯的心肠。
Because of the mercy.
路加福音第一章七十八节。
Because of the tender mercy of our God.
叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
By which the rising sun will come to us from heaven.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
To shine on those living in the darkness.
要把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To guide our feet into the path of peace.
同样的，在约翰福音十四章里面，他说到：“我要求父。”
Also in John chapter 14 it says, "And I will ask the Father."
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
And he will give another counselor.
叫他永远与你们同在。
Forever the Spirit of Truth.
就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人不能接受的。
The world cannot accept him.
因为不见他，也不认识他。
Because it neither sees him nor knows him.
你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在。
But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
我必不撇下你们为孤儿。
I will not leave you as orphans.
这是不是我们的经历？
Isn't it our experience?
我们体会到神的爱，是不是因为认识了主耶稣基督，知道圣灵在我们身上有这样一个永远同在的工作？
Isn't it because that we know his love through what the Lord has done in our life?
相同的，我们这样，我们也必须如此彼此对待。
So therefore, we should treat each other likewise.
公义呢，是神行事的原则。
Righteousness is the principle of God.
我们要持守神的原则去行公义。
And therefore, we should hold fast to this principle to do the righteous work. To love mercy.
怜悯是神的性情。
And mercy is the characteristic of God.
我们要按着神的性情去爱。
We have to love according to the characteristic of God.
好，当然这两件事情呢，都是说到我们遇见主之后我们才做得到的事。
Of course, this can only be done after we know the Lord.
如果我们没有遇见主，
If we have never met the Lord,
事实上是很困难。
It is very difficult.
存谦卑的心与神同行。
And walk humbly with our God.
那这样的谦卑呢，也不是讲到外表上的谦卑。
And this humble is not about an outward manifestation.
不是今天我拿一本圣经，走路稍微驼背一下，我就是谦卑。
It's not because I hold a Bible in my hand and I walk a little bit lower, then that means I'm humble.
这个谦卑呢，它有一个另外一个解释。
There's another explanation.
讲到谨慎。
Talking about cautiousness.
说到我们这个人要谨慎与神同行。
We have to be cautious when we are walking with the Lord.
所以今天我们有一个跟从的对象。
So there's a person we can follow today.
就是我们的主。
And it's the Lord.
我们谨慎地跟着他。
We cautiously follow him.
这样的生活是一个谦卑的生活。
This life then is the life of humbleness.
当主叫我们做什么，我们就做什么。
When the Lord tells us what to do, and then we do them.
坐在哪里，我们就坐在哪里。
To do it, the place, where to do it, and when we do it exactly at that place.
那圣经里面谁最谦卑呢？
Who is the most humble person in the Bible?
摩西。
Moses.
主耶稣。
Jesus.
还有新约里面。
In the New Testament,
保罗
Paul.
好，这些人呢都是我们的榜样。
They are all examples for us.
他们都站在一个地位上。
They are in one position.
十架的地位。
The position in the cross.
我想过去一个多月来。
The past month.
不管是加深，不管是 Fendi.
No matter if it's Brother Timothy or Brother Fendi.
他们在信息上都一直传递这样的一件事情。
They kept sharing with us the same message.
今天我们要与神同行。
So today, as we walk with God,
我们就要站在十架的地位。
We have to stand at the position of the cross.
十架的地位是最低最低的地位。
The position of the cross is the lowest position.
主耶稣基督站在十架的地位，担当了我们的罪。
And Jesus Christ bear our sin in this position.
他在十字架上。为我们承受了一切。
On the cross, he bore everything for us.
他为我们舍了自己。
He sacrificed himself for us.
弟兄姊妹，何为善？
So brothers and sisters, what is good?
神本为善。
God is good.
他所做的是善，他所造的是善，他所定的也是善。
What he does, what he, his will, and they're all good.
只有在做一个合乎神心意的人，或是做一件合乎神心意的事，这样的事才是美善。
Well, when we do, the things that is according to the will of God, those are the things, they're the good things.
所以我们在与神同行中行出公义。
When we walk with God, we do righteous, we act justly.
在与神同行中喜爱怜悯。
And we love mercy.
在与神同行中表现谦卑。
And we walk humbly with the Lord.
那我相信这是神所喜悦的事。
And this is what delights the Lord.
这也是善。
And this is good.
所以在我们回家的途中。
So on the way back home today.
何为善？
What is good?
这是神常常向我们所说的。
This is what the Lord often speaks to us.
我们要常常思想。
We should think about it often.
我们再一起来读。弥迦书第七章第七节。
Let's read together Micah chapter 7, verse 7.
弥迦书第七章第七节。
Micah 7, 7.
我们请一起起立。
Let's stand up together.
我们要从第七节读到第九节。
From verse 7 to verse 9.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
至于我，我要仰望耶和华，要等候那救我的神，我的神必应允我。我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀，我虽跌倒，却要起来。我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的光。我要忍受耶和华的恼怒，因我得罪了他，只等他为我伸冤，他必领我到光明中，我必得见他的公义。弟兄姊妹，这是我的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is my condition.
也是我的信念。
And this is what I believe.
我相信神。
I believe in God.
不管我的光景如何。
No matter how I am.
只要我每天悔改。
As long as I repent daily.
神的救赎每天临到。
Every day, the mercy of God will come.
不会少一点。
It won't be a little bit less.
恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
力上加力。
Strength upon strength.
这是神向我所显现的。
This is what God has shown me.
我们怎么样向他来回应？
How do we respond to him?
我们再读十八节到二十节。
Let's read verse 18 to 20.
神啊，有何神向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之渔民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们一切的罪投于深海。你必按古时古事应许我们列祖的话，向雅各发诚实，向亚伯拉罕施慈爱。
As you pleaded on oath to your fathers in the days long ago.
我们的神是信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
今天我们已经认识他。
Now we know him.
我们认识他。
We know him.
我们承认他。
We accept him.
我们是属神的儿女。
And we are the children of God.
我们不要忘记他。
Let us not forget about him.
他救赎我们。
He saved us.
他牧养我们。
He pastured us.
他祝福我们。
He blesses us.
他关照我。
He takes care of us.
我们一起唱诗歌。
Let's sing the hymn again.
582首。